感谢主的恩典，叫我再一次来到这里，来跟弟兄姊妹一起来聚会，一起来享受主的同在。
I thank the Lord for giving me another opportunity to be with brothers and sisters and to enjoy His presence.
我以前跟在旧金山的弟兄姊妹们说啊，如果你们要赶我走呢，我可能就要搬到更好的地方去。
I always say to the brothers and sisters in San Francisco that if you cast me out, then I will go to a better place.
我那个时候就想到一个地方就是温哥华。
And the place I was thinking of is, of course, Vancouver.
因为这里实在是天气比很多地方都好，比我们可能差一点啊，比很多地方都好，而且你们连到特惠里的饭食都好吃。
Because the weather here is much better from time to time, and even the meals here are much better than the ones we have back home.
Even in the conference.
Oh, in other conferences.
Even in the conference.
Even in the conferences.
刚才我们弟兄领诗歌的时候啊，说这个唱中文的，唱这首诗歌唱得很过瘾啊。
Our song leader just told us that the hymn is very well written in the Chinese.It feels good to sing it in the Chinese.
其实他讲的只对了一半。
But he only told half the truth.
如果你真是要把这首诗歌唱得过瘾的话
，If you want to feel really good about singing that hymn，
你知不知道你要怎么唱呢
？Do you know how to sing it？
你要唱广东话。
You have to sing it in the Cantonese.
我知道你们温哥华有很多是。广东话的啊
！I know that many of you speak that language.
因为这首诗歌的弟兄写的这首诗歌是非常广东的广东人。
Because the brother who wrote this hymn is a very Cantonese.
但是如果你真是要把这首诗歌他那个写的那个味道唱出来呢，可能你要学学广东话。
So if you really want to sing out the flavor of this hymn, you need to learn Cantonese.
但是我觉得我们不需要只是注重这个味道啊。
So let us not just focus on the flavor.
我觉得最主要的是这首诗歌把神心中的一个很重要的心意，从创世纪一直到启示录里面的信息带出来。
But more importantly, this hymn conveys the heart of God from Genesis to Revelation.
这次我们大会的主题是神的产业和建造。
For this conference, our theme is God's inheritance and God's building work.
讲到彭弟兄早上讲到产业，我是讲到建造。
Brother Pang spoke of the inheritance this morning, and my burden is for the building work.
上礼拜当郭弟兄问我说你有什么诗歌想唱的时候
，Last week when Brother Kwok asked me what hymn do you want us to sing，
一讲到建造，我就想到这首诗歌。
When I thought about the building work, I thought about this hymn.
郭弟兄说可能大家不会唱，但是我刚才一听，唱得很棒啊。
And Brother Kwok said, it is not a familiar hymn to us, but when I heard you guys sing, you guys are pretty good.
我们年纪都大了，还是 William 记性好。他说十年前我来的时候就叫你们唱过。
I'm a little older now, but Brother William remembers that we sung it 10 years ago.
因为每一次当我讲到建造的时候
Because every time when we talk about the building work,
不然这首诗歌出现在我脑海里面这写诗的人就再次出现在我脑海里面。
Not only the song would service in my mind, but the brother who wrote this hymn, I also think of him as well.
这是香港的一位黄应伦弟兄写的诗歌。
It's a brother Wong from Hong Kong.
他写很多首诗歌，这首诗歌我的印象最深刻。
He wrote many hymns, but this hymn has the deepest impression upon me.
这首诗歌里面很重的一个负担就是要建造神的家。
The great burden in this hymn is to build up the house of God.
对了，你们当中有一个是以前最早最早 跟黄立文弟兄在一起去聚会的，对不对
？There's a brother,
David Wu.
Brother David Wu worshipped with Brother Wong many years ago in that same congregation.
如今我每一次到香港去的时候，有机会我都去看望这一群的弟兄姊妹。
Whenever I visit Hong Kong, I visit the brothers and sisters that worship with Brother Wong.
他们唱的那首诗歌叫做《神家诗选》，其中就有这一首诗歌。
In the hymnary of the church, this hymn is in that hymnary.
我为什么对我们的弟兄印象这么深刻呢
？Why did Brother Wong make such a deep impression upon me?
就算现在你到了他们的聚会里面，就他以前服侍弟兄里面。你仍然有一个感觉，就是这些弟兄们非常绝对的站在神这一边。
Even when you visit the congregation in which he served, you can sense very strongly that he always stood on the Lord's side.
当波饼聚会的时候，我到很多地方波饼聚会，我都有机会祷告，到他们那边很难，因为他们都是要抢着祷告的。
It's really hard for me to worship during the breaking of bread there and pray because everyone is fighting for a spot.
到弟兄姊妹到如今心中还有一团火，就是他们一直在做一件事，就是要建造神的家。
Even now, the brothers and sisters there are on fire for the Lord because they only have one thing, and that is to build up His house.
我记得我以前跟你们讲过，当我最后一次在医院去看黄立文弟兄的时候，那个时候他癌症末期。在 UCL 医院非常的软弱。
I visited him on his deathbed in the hospital at UCLA when he was dying of cancer.
他口干的不能讲话。
His mouth was so dry that he could hardly speak.
但是最后跟我讲了两个字，很辛苦，很辛苦的讲了两个字。
And with great striving, he spoke the last two words to me.
就是建造。
Build up.
建。走
，build up。
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里干什么
？What are we doing here today, brothers and sisters？
我们聚在一起，
<We're>
为了什么
？Together for what？
我们聚在一起，是为了建造神的教会。
We are gathered together to build up the house of God。
好不好？我们读。几处的圣经
Let us read several passages.
或者读经以前我再讲两句这次当我在主面前等候的时候
When I was waiting before the Lord for this conference
正好就是在西岸聚会之后我们弟兄们就提出来我们礼拜五读经我们愿意读哈该书
And after the WCCC, for Bible study on Friday nights, the brothers suggested studying the book of Haggai.
那礼拜五有一组是我去开头，所以我就预备了一下哈该书啊。哈该书很容易读啊，只有两章，对不对
？So I was the one who kickstart the studies, and the book of Haggai is very easy. It's just two chapters.
如果你数一数，只有三十八节。
If you count it, there's only 38 verses.
但是当我一开始预备的时候，我里面就有一个很重的一个感觉是，哎呀，我们可能有二十年教会里面没有读哈该书了，我们实实在在应该再来把这卷书好好读一下。
And when I read the book, there's this heavy burden within me that we haven't studied this book for 20 years. We should really study this book very well.
那个时候，我也在等候为了这个聚会。
And I was waiting before the Lord for this conference.
那好像主就一直在里面，我在摸索，我是要跟大家来分享什么。
And I was searching to see what the Lord wants to share during this time.
那后来跟彭弟兄也一起交通。
And I fellowship with Brother Pang.
那他的负担是讲到。产业
，and his burden was the inheritance.
所以我就跟这个郭弟兄交通了一下。
So I fellowship with Brother Kwok.
啊，还是我们的弟兄，刚强壮胆，一拍案就说神的产业和建造。
And our brother was indeed strong and courageous. He just slammed on the table and said,
哎呀，我说感谢赞美主，我就不用再去想了。
It's God's inheritance and God's building work.
所以我们是在交通里面定的这个题目。
So we sealed the deal and that is the theme of this conference.
其实我们每年呢，现在都在这里交通西岸聚会的题目，可能呢，就是都是弟兄们在一起，那最后呢，就大家把这个题目带出来，这一次也是这样。
And it's just like in the WCCCs, we bring out this theme from time to time.
所以好不好？我们把哈该书第一章，我们先读第一节到第八节好了。
Let us read the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1-8.
哈该书第一章第一节到第八节。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1-8.
大卫乌王第二年六月初一日。耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那时耶和华话的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的却将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not yet come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes.Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
为我们稍微了解一下背景，我们再把以斯拉记第一章，我们或者是从第一节也读到第八节。
For us to get a better understanding of the background, let us turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1-8.
以斯拉记第一章第一节到第八节。
The book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1-8.
波斯王古卫元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利姆弥口所说的话，就激动波斯王古卫的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万物赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在，凡剩下的人无论寄居何处，那地的人都要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长祭司利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿，他们四围的人就拿金银器、金子、财物、牲畜、珍宝帮助他们，另外还有甘心献的礼物。古美王也将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来，这器皿是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷掠来，放在自己神之庙中的。波斯王古列派库官米提利达将这 器皿拿出来，按数交给犹大的首领舍巴色。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah may be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the man of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were around them encouraged them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with precious things besides all that was willingly offered. King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and put in the temple of his gods. And Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out by the hand of Mithridath, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah.
最后我们读一段以弗所书第二章十九到二十二节。
And lastly, we'll turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
以弗所书第二章十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
好，我们圣经就读到这里。
That's all the passages we'll read.
这三堂的聚会，我希望用哈该书跟大家一起来分享到神的建造。
For the next three messages, I would like to fellowship with you about building God's house through the book of Haggai.
我们这次不是查哈该书。
We're not doing a Bible study on this book.
但是我们愿意从哈该书，因为哈该书的主题是重建耶和华的殿，这一卷小先知书里面来看一看今天神怎么样建造我们。
Because in this book, it's about building the house of God again. So let us study how God's house is rebuilt.
我们知道哈该书是小先知书里面最后三卷的头一卷。
We know that the book of Haggai is the final three books of the minor prophets in the Old Testament.
你知道前面的这些小先知书跟后面的三卷小先知书中间隔了一段相当的时日。
You see, the minor prophets are divided into two sections with a considerable time period in between those two sessions.
哈该、撒迦利亚跟
马
拉基书是被掳归回之后的一些的。
You see, the book of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi is written after the exiles have been returned back to Jerusalem.
旧约圣经里面最后的这三卷书。
So it's the final three books in the Old Testament.
然后之后呢，神就没有讲话。
And afterwards, the Lord stopped speaking.
是有四百年神没有再讲话。
For 400 years.
也就是说在旧约里面最后的神向他的百姓所讲的这些话记载在这三卷小先知书里面。
So God's final word to his people were documented in these three books.
我们知道刚才我们读了以斯拉第一章，我们就稍微晓得当时的情况。
And we read part of the chapter 1 of Ezra, and we have a better understanding of the background.
就是因着犹大人的对神的不忠。
Because the people of Judah were unfaithful to God.
所以他们就被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were exiled to Babylon.
如果我们读神的话，耶利米先知里面所说的话，神就凭着他的应许跟他的信实，这位守约的神在被掳70年之后就激动了当时波斯王。
And according to the word of God through the mouth of Jeremiah the prophet, after 70 years, the Spirit of God stirred up the heart of King Cyrus.
然后就明到以斯拉记那里说，波斯王古内元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古内的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
So in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia.
第二节说，波斯王古内如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列的神的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God which is in Jerusalem.
我们都很熟悉这些旧约的历史，对不对？
We're all very familiar with this history, aren't we?
但是我们知道，当时真正皇帝下个诏，你们谁愿意回去可以回去，真正的回去的人不是很多。
You know that after King Cyrus made the proclamation, not a lot of people returned back to Jerusalem.
是所罗巴伯，是君王的后代，省长跟大祭司约书亚，他们回去。大概有50,000人而已。
So Zerubbabel is a descendant of kings. He is also the governor, and Joshua, who is the high priest, plus around 50,000 people went back.
当他们回去的时候
，and when they went back,
感谢主，因着神的应许，因着神的信实，不单单当时波斯的王差他们回去，还给他们所有的需要。
Because of the faithfulness of God, not only King Cyrus released them from Babylon, he also supplied all their needs.
不单单给他们建殿的需要。
Not only supplied the material for building the house of God.
而且波斯王古列从他的库里面啊，就是尼布甲尼撒王从耶路撒冷掳掠来的圣殿的器皿都拿出来给他们。回去建造圣殿。
King Cyrus even took the articles which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem to put in the temple of his God. He returned them all to be put back in Jerusalem.
所以当他们回去的时候，他们很快第二年就把殿的根基建好。
So very quickly in the second year of their arrival, they built up the foundation of the house of God.
你看到他们回去的人是满腔的热血。
You see such great zeal those people had.
你知道当时回去啊，我想彭弟兄最会讲这个渔民这一段了，所以我就不敢 他最会讲的就是这些渔民啊。
You know Brother Pan really likes to share about the remnant, so I'll leave it alone.
其实这些50,000人就是被掳归回的这些渔民，对不对？
So the remnants are those captives who return back to Jerusalem.
为什么这些人特别是蒙神纪念的呢？
Why are these people especially remembered before the Lord?
你知道犹太人在巴比伦已经七十年吗？
You see, the Jews were in Babylon for 70 years.
你们这里有多少人是七十年前移民到加拿大来的？有没有？
There's some of you who've been in Canada for 70 years.
好像还没有啊。
Not one.
但是我看到你们这里虽然没有七十年呢，在这里混的都不错了。
But although you haven't been here for 70 years, I've seen that you guys done very well.
我想我们这个中国人有人说是东方犹犹太。
People say that the Chinese are like Jews.
就是东方的 Jews.
Oh, Eastern Jews.
So the Chinese are the Eastern Jews. 我们都会在那里安居乐业，建造自己的家业啊。
So wherever we go, we build up and we are prosperous.
都很安定啊。
And we're very stable.
听说你们加拿大的福利也很好啊，所以比美国福利好，退休来这里最好啊。
And there are good benefits here, so it's good to retire here.
这些犹太人是最会做生意的，他们在那里已经生根、安居乐业，有自己的田产，但是因着他们里面圣灵的工作，他们看到神的呼召，他们回去建造神的殿。
You see, the Jews have built up their businesses in Babylon, but because the Spirit of the Lord stirred in their hearts, they left everything and returned back to Jerusalem to build up God's house.
他们是付了代价回去的。
They paid the price to go back.
但是当他们回去之后，
But after they returned,
一开始他们真是满腔的热血呀。
In the beginning, they were full of zeal.
当他们看到殿的根基在那里落成的时候，
and when they have laid the foundation of the temple,
如果我们看以斯拉记第三章那段圣经的话，你就是看到当时他们的光景嘛。
If you read chapter 3 of Ezra, you can understand their condition.
以斯拉记第三章第十到第十三节，
verse 10 to 13.
我稍微读一下，我们不用解释了，应该大家就可以清楚。以斯拉记第三章第十到十三节，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚萨的子孙立位人敲拔，照以色列大王大卫所定的列，都站着赞美耶和华，他们彼此唱和赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华的殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声呼号，也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭号的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel.And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever towards Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes.Yet many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off.
当时这些年老的人，他们曾经见过所罗门殿的荣耀，他们在那里看到神的殿再一次根基立好，他们在那里哭喊，非常的用感谢跟赞美。
You see, the elderly who have seen Solomon's temple, when they see the foundation was laid again, they wept loudly.
他们心里面是向着见证，向着神所要的，在那个愿意摆上。
So they're willing to sacrifice for the Lord and to lay themselves down.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
环境有一点的改变。
Circumstances changed.
哦，马代波斯的君王轮换之后，那里就发生了一些的难处。
After a change of dynasty with Medes Persia, difficulties arose.
当时我们就看到，哪里有建造，哪里也就有破坏。
We see that whenever there is a building work, there is the destroyer.
什么时候有建造，真正神的建造，什么时候就有征战，对不对？
Whenever there is a building work, there is warfare.
你知道当主耶稣在地上，在马太福音那里说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，他跟着上面讲一句话，什么说阴间的权势不能胜过他。
Remember what Jesus said in the book of in the Gospel of Matthew, on this stone I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
那是新约第一次讲到教会这个字。
And that's the first mentioning of the church in the New Testament.
但我们知道这里是讲到教会是建造在复活的主的根基上面。
You see, the church is built up on the resurrection work of our Lord Jesus.
但是跟着他讲一句话是什么？就带出了一件事，说阴间的权势不能胜过他，也就是说。建造一开始，那里就有征战。
Immediately, the Lord said, "The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." That means that there is immediately a warfare.
所以我们就看到，当教会、当圣殿的根基建好之后，有很多的征战。
So you see, when the foundation is laid, when the house of God is being built, there would be much warfare.
他们的邻舍要来参加，他们说：“哦，这个不关你们的事，这是我们的神的事。”外邦人不能参加的。
You see, their neighbors want to join in the building work, but the Jews said, "This is our work. You cannot join in our work."
撒玛利亚人就在那里给他们很多的麻烦。
And the Samaritans gave them a hard time.
说告到马代波斯的君王那里去。
And they backstabbed them before the king of Persia.
所以他们就没有办法，就把建造的工作那个根基之后就停下来。
So the building work, the laying of the foundation was stopped.
而且一停就停了十四五年。
And once it stopped, it stopped for 14 to 15 years.
然后就一直到哈该书一开始，是大利乌王第二年的月去，耶和华的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒迦铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚说下面的话。
And then it stopped all the way to the beginning of Haggai in the second year of King Darius in the sixth month on the first day of the month. The word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest.
这本书就是要写给这些被掳归回、回来耶路撒冷建造圣殿的这些渔民。神告诉他们，现在不是建造圣殿的时候吗？
This word is spoken to the remnant who returned to build up the house of God in Jerusalem. And they are saying, the time has not come, the time has not come that the Lord's house should be built.
这里说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？
Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
现在万军耶和华如此说，你们要审查你们自己的行为。
Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
就在那里讲了哈该书里面的话。
And then the words of Haggai continued.
我为什么觉得哈该书特别是这个时候我们需要来读它一下，虽然只有两章。
Although the book of Haggai has only two chapters, why do I feel that this is a word for us at such a time?
我们看先看看这卷书是写给谁的。
Let us examine to whom this book is written to.
不是写给所有的犹太人。
This book is not addressed to all the Jews.
这本书是特别写给 那些被掳归回回去干什么？回去重建圣殿的这些犹太人。
This book is written to the Jews who have returned from Babylon to build up the house of God in Jerusalem.
特别是神的选民，犹大支派、贝安敏支派、祭司、领袖，这些人。
It's the chosen people of God from the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, those who are called.
不是所有的以色列百姓。
Not all of the Jews.
也不是在他们当中的这些闲杂人。
And not the mixed people who dwell among them.
是写给这些本来回去为了什么回去的？
It's written to a people who return for what?
不是因为97的问题回去的啊。
Not because they're politically oppressed.
不是因为别的来到寻求更好的生活而回去的。
Not in search for a better living.
他们回去就一个原因。
They went back for one reason only.
是重建耶和华的殿。
Is to rebuild the house of God.
哈该书是写给这些人。
The book of Haggai is written to such a people.
我就想到我们。
And I think of ourselves.
我们跟他们有什么相同的地方？
What are the similarities between us and them?
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们是神特别拣选的神的儿女。
We are especially chosen as the children of God.
我们不单单是神的儿女。
We are not only the children of God.
我们是那些还听过神仍然旨意的这样的信息的一群人。
We are people who have heard of the eternal purpose of God.
我们是那一群人。我们特别看重神的见证，教会建造的一群人。
We are those who value building up the house of God according to His heart.
或者是说，我们是一些特殊的渔民。
We are a special remnant.
我们是神已经看了我们的眼睛，知道我们应该从。外面的一些基督教的活动里面出来，我们真正站在主这一边，为主做实际的见证的一群人。
We are a people who have been called out from all these outward Christian activities to be a people that truly built up His house in a genuine way.
我记得1994年，我曾经去 Richmond 参加过一个。很特别的一个周末的聚会。
Remember in 1994, I went to Richmond to attend this very interesting meeting.
那一次聚会，江弟兄释放了三堂信息，我到现在还记得。
And at that conference, Brother Stephen Kong shared three messages.
第一，他的信息是我们是谁。
The first message was Who are we?
第一堂、第二堂信息是什么是我们的见证
？And the second message was what was our testimony？
第三堂信息是我们为什么这样聚会
？And the third message was why do we meet in this
way？Why we are so gathering？Why
do we gather？Who
are we？What is our testimony？Why we are so gathered？Who
are we？What is our testimony？Why are we so gathered？
这是。Richmond 那个聚会开始20年，他们有的一次再一次去回想，他们为什么在这里聚会。
So after that meeting has been established for 20 years, they are looking back to the roots to see why are they gathered this way.
我不知道我们在这里聚会了有多少年。
I don't know how long have we gathered together here.
我们知道我们是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
我们知道我们的见证是什么吗
？Do we know our testimony?
我们知道我们为什么这样聚会吗
？Do we know why are we so gathered together?
一个月以前，我到New Jersey 去参加了吴和熙弟兄他的安息聚会。
A month ago, I went to Brother Hosea Wu's funeral.
这是我第一次啊，坐飞机去参加一个这样的安息聚会。
This is my very first time that I went on a plane to attend a funeral.
我为什么会去呢？
Why would I go?
当然有很多的原因啊。
Of course, I have a lot of reasons.
因为我跟吴弟兄从来没有在一起聚过会，就是没有在同一个地方住过，怎么样？但是在过去这三十几年来，我算了一下，我跟我们的弟兄一起参加过超过80次 conference。
I've never lived in the same city as Brother Wu, so I've never been in the same congregation with him. But when I do the math, we've been at least 80 conferences together in the last 30 years.
我们的弟兄每一次在聚会里面都叫我们得着一些的 encourage, 一些鼓励。
Every time I meet with this brother, I receive some encouragement.
他对于主的见证是非常的绝对。
He is very absolute regarding the testimony of God.
他对于年轻一辈是一直在那里鼓励成全我们。
He is always very encouraging in establishing the young people.
他在西岸聚会，最后一次来西岸聚会，你知道他是在哪里吗？
In the last time he attended WCCC, do you know where he was?
他是在你们贵宝地 UBC。2016年，你们还记不记得那一年的 theme 是什么？
It was during the 2016 WCCC held in Vancouver. Do you remember the theme of that conference?
没有人记得了。What is our testimony?
What is our testimony?
你们是我的见证。
You are my testimony.
因为他是一个见证人。
Because he is a testimony.
他见证什么？
What does he testify?
他见证神所要的。
He testify what God wants.
他见证我们是谁。
He testify who we are.
我们就是被掳归回，神要用着我们来重建他的圣殿，他的见证的一群人。
We are the captives who have returned from Babylon to build up his house.
你知道第四世纪当罗马的皇帝君康斯坦丁接纳了基督教为他的国教以后，世界就进到教会里面，并且在教会当中掌权。
You see, in the 4th century, Emperor Constantine accepted Christianity, and he made it the state religion, and the world has entered into the church.
当时人是一件好事，逼迫基督徒没有啊，信耶稣，当兵的还可以拿多一套衣服，升官发财，大家都去信了。
You see, Christians are no longer persecuted. If you're a soldier and you accepted the faith, then you get an extra garment and you get all these promotion opportunities.
表面上是好。
Outwardly, it's a good thing.
但是你就发现世界进到教会里面来。
But in reality, you see, the world has entered the church.
第六世纪罗马天主教在神的教会当中掌权。
In the 6th century, the Roman Catholic Church took power.
教会不再受世界的管制，但是却落到宗教的世界的管制底下。教会还是被掳啊。
The church was no longer in the grasp of the world, but it's in the grasp of the religious world. The church is exiled again.
16世纪马丁路德 宗教改革因信称义的真理恢复吗？
In the 16th century, Martin Luther had his reformation and restored many truths back in his house.
而且给我们一本打开的圣经，我们可以用自己明白的话去读神的话了。
And he gave us an open Bible so we can read the word of God in our own languages.
是回到一个恢复的里面。
And it was a restorative work.
但却从来没有达到丰满的当中。
But it was not complete.
今天神呼召我们。
Today the Lord calls us.
从所谓的基督教宗教的系统里面，贝母的教会里面，叫我们出来。
So God calls us from Christianity, from a church that was exiled, to return back to Him.
会归到基督的单纯里面。
To return back to the purity of Christ.
我们好在这个地方带出主的见证来。
That we can usher in the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们可以自由的在这里，在波饼聚会里面，我们可以敬拜，可以祷告，不需要有什么圣品阶级，不需要有什么。特别的牧师制度带我们才可以敬拜。
So during the breaking of bread, we can worship him freely. There's no longer any clergy or layman. We do not need any pastor to lead us.
神呼召我们真正的成为他的教会 ，Ecclesia 是出来的一群人来聚在他的跟前。
So God calls us to be the Ecclesia, a called out people.
弟兄姊妹。在这个属灵的建造里面
，In this spiritual building work，
我们需要出来
，We need to come out，
我们需要回到神的话里面去
，We need to return back to the Word of God，
我们需要回到最根本、简单的圣经的里面来
，We need to return to the basic truths of the Bible。
我们就好像在历史历代，你读过一本书叫做《天路的教会》。
Have you read a book called The
Pilgrim Church?
The Pilgrim Church.
你看到历史历代真正照着神的话，在这里走这条建造神家的道路的这群人，我告诉你，都是要付代价，甚至是被逼迫，而且不会是基督教的主流。
You see, for those who truly walk on the way of the Lord according to His will, they will be persecuted, they would be misunderstood, and they would not be mainstream Christianity.
是不被世人所知道的。
And they are unknown to the world.
甚至宗教世界都不认识他们的。
The religious world.
但是神认识他们。
But they are known by God.
他们可能被误解、受逼害、受藐视，但是却能够把主的见证带出来。
They may be misunderstood and persecuted, but they can usher in the testimony of God.
2016年，主用着你们在这里说，主说你们是我的见证。
In 2016, the Lord used us to share the message, "You are my testimony."
你们知道。什么是主的见证吗
？What is the testimony of the Lord？
我相信，我们当中很多弟兄姊妹是能够回到神的话里面，好像刚才我们所读的以弗所书第二章那里说，是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
You see, when we return to the Word of God, as we have read together in Ephesians chapter 2, we are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
有基督耶稣做房角石。
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
你说这个大家都是这样讲的。
You see, this is what we've been talking about.
但是多少时候，基督耶稣在很多的地方不能够是唯一的房角石。
You see, in so many places, Jesus Christ was not the only cornerstone.
所以在那里就没有真正属灵的建造，也带不出真正耶稣基督的见证。
So in places like that, there is no true spiritual building work, and they cannot usher in the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这里说，你们不再做外人和客旅， 是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God.
是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，唯有耶稣基督是我们的标准。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, the only standard.
各方只是靠他联络的合适。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple.
然后渐渐成为主的圣殿。
A holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是从宗派里面出来的人。
You see, we all have been called out from the denominations.
我们从传统遗传的里面出来的人。
We have been called out from the traditions.
我们从被掳，从世界，从宗教世界，从传统里面被掳归回来重建耶和华殿的一群人。
And from the religious world, we've been called back to build the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，所以哈该书当时神用着先知哈该对这些人讲，我就想到好像就是我们。
When God used Haggai to speak to his people back then, I thought of what happened, and we are those people.
我们样样都对，我们没有牧师，我们没有宗派。
We have everything right. We have no pastors. We have no denominations.
我们每个礼拜擘饼。
And we break bread every Sunday.
我们感谢主，姊妹也学习蒙头的功功课。
And thank God the sisters are learning to cover.
我们教会一起弟兄姊妹配搭。
And we are fitted together.
我们在这里建造神的殿。
And we're here to build the house of God.
我们的根基立稳了。
And our foundations are firm.
我们是不是实际的在那里真正带出神的见证吗？
And have we truly brought out the testimony of God?
神永远的旨意是不是还是在我们的眼前呢？
Is the eternal purpose of God before our very eyes?
什么是我们的见证？
What is our testimony?
2014西安聚会在我们那里，在 Bay Area.
In 2014, the WCCC was held in the Bay Area.
2018今年西安聚会也是在我们那里。
In 2018, it was again held in the Bay Area.
虽然每年我都是有参与啊。
So I was involved in those.
但是我特别每一次在 San Francisco 的那个印象我就特别深刻啊，我想你们也比较深刻，2016年们也比较深刻啊。
And every time it's held in the Bay Area, it had a deep impression on me.
我一直不能忘记，2014年我们的主题是神的帐幕在人间。
I could never forget that in 2014, the theme of the conference is the tabernacle of God is among men.
今年有多少人知道西安聚会的题目？刚刚过去几个月的。
Did any of you remember the theme of this very past WCCC?
大声一点。
Louder, please.
让他的荣耀得到称赞。
To the praise of his glory.
什么是我们的见证？
So what is our testimony?
他与我们同住。
That he dwells with us.
他在我们当中。
That he is among us.
我们这些首先在基督里面有盼望的人。
Those who are first called in Jesus Christ.
让他的荣耀从我们身上得着称赞。
That his glory may be manifested in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么在这里聚会？
Brothers and sisters, why are we meeting here?
因为是要用我们。
Because God wants to use us.
只要用着教会。
God wants to use his church.
是天上执政掌权的，现今就得知神百般的智慧，这是神在基督耶稣里面所定的那永远的旨意。
That is the eternal purpose of God, that the manifold wisdom of God may be manifested through His church to the principalities and the powers of this world.
我们在这里要靠他被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So as He built us up, that we would be a dwelling place for His Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
什么是主的见证？
What is the testimony of God?
神要在我们身上叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
That God wants us to be built up for the praise of His glory.
当我们聚会的时候，
When we gather together,
当我们学习的时候，
When we learn together,
当彼此相爱的时候，
When we love one another,
当我们彼此配搭，我们在这里一起来为了秋运会在这里服侍的时候，
When we are fitted together in service in this autumn conference,
我们在教会里面，我们煮饭，我们清洁，我们在那里照顾儿童，我们那里教导年轻人。
When we cook and we clean and we serve and we teach the young people,
弟兄姊妹，我们做这些服事的时候，
When we are serving,
我们是不是为了神这一个永远的旨意？
Are we doing it all for the eternal purpose of God?
是叫我们这些人被聚在一起称为教会，神会指着我们给天上执政掌权的看，叫他们看到我们就知道神百般的智慧。
That as we're doing all these things, that God can point to us to the powers and principalities in the heavenly places.That this is the manifold wisdom of God.
早上我们的弟兄讲到，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
In the morning, our brother shared with us the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
就改变了他的一生。
And it changed his whole life.
改变了那一个民族。
And it changed the whole people.
改变了那一个时代。
And it changed that time.
今天在你的心中。
And today in your heart,
属灵的建造，神的见证，神的话，这位荣耀的神有没有摸到你？
So today, the word of God, the testimony of God, the eternal purpose of God, did it touch you?
我们看到我们当中，刚才讲到吴和西利弟兄。我不知道你们当多少人记得他讲过什么道。
I mentioned Brother Hosea Wu. I don't know if you remember any of his messages.
其实他在西岸聚会最少讲过十年。
He was a speaker at WCCC for about 10 years.
但是他的道并不容易听啊。
But his messages are really difficult to hear.
但是你们会不会忘记他每天三十年来，他每个下午带着弟兄姊妹唱诗歌？
But I'm sure that you remember for the 30 years he led the brothers and sisters in singspiration.
他用这些诗歌把我们带到主的跟前。
He brought us before the Lord through those hymns.
把我们带到简单的、单纯的基督的跟前，没有掺杂的。这些诗歌把我们带到主那里。
He brought us to the purity of Christ without mixture.Through those hymns.
这是主要的见证。
That is the testimony that God is after.
这里带出了一个具体的建造。
There he ushered in a practical building up.
神所要的建造。
It's a building work that God wants.
神所要的建造。
the building work that God is after.
是绝对的，单纯的，没有掺杂的，越过文化背景语言的。
You see, what God is after, it's pure, without mixture, and it's beyond culture.
那天，神的话借着先知哈该临到这些犹大的渔民。
On that day, the word of God spoken through Haggai to the remnant.
叫他们重造耶和华的殿。
Calling them to rebuild the temple of God.
叫他们来五次的在哈该书里面用到，你们要省察、思想、追想。
Five times the Lord said, "Consider your ways, think carefully of your ways."
哈该书第一章第五节，现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为。
Chapter 1, verse 5. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
第七节，万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为。
Chapter 1, verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
第二章十五节，现在你们要追想，此日以前耶和华的殿没有一块石头叠在石头上的光景。
Chapter 2, verse 15. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord.
第二章十八节，你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。
Chapter 2, verse 18. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider it.
这五次在三十八节圣经五次用到 consider, 啊，省察。中文又翻作思想、追想，是同一个字。
So in these 38 verses, the word consider was used five times. It can also be translated as to think carefully.
审查是用心在其上。
Think in your heart carefully.
Set your heart on.
Set your heart on it.
Careful thought to.
Careful thought to.
弟兄姊妹，当这些犹太回去的，为了建造重建圣殿回去的人遇到难处，就停下来。
So for those
不再建造
who returned back to Jerusalem to build up God's house, they faced difficulty and they stopped the work.
他们就在那里经营自己的事情了。
They were there building up their own houses.
我刚才讲，我们向这些贵母归回的。犹大人
Are we not like those remnants from Judah?
我们不是一般的人。
We are not a common people.
我们是重生得救神的儿女。
We are born again children of God.
我们是听到神的见证、神的话给呼召出来的一小群人。
We have heard of the testimony of God, the word of God, who've been called out.
我们今天在坐在这里的目的是有目的的，是要建造神的殿的。
We are sitting here with a purpose. We are here to build up the house of God.
他们回去耶路撒冷不是为了别的，就是为了建造耶和华的殿的。
They return to Jerusalem for one thing only, and that is to build up the temple of God.
我们也是，对不对
？So are we, isn't it?
但是
But
难处临到了
difficulties came.
环境改变了。
Circumstances changed.
最主要是我们里面那个满腔的热血啊，好像冷了下来。
And our steel has grown cold.
耶和华的话就叫哈该说，你们要省察你们的行为。
And the word of the Lord came by Haggai and told us to consider.
你们要用心在其上。
Set your heart carefully.
你们要知道发生了什么事情。
And notice what has happened.
哦，环境叫我们没有办法再建殿了，那我们只有搞我们自己的事情了。
So the circumstances have become difficult. We can no longer build God's house, so let us do our own business.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你的经历是怎么样。
I don't know what your experience is.
当你要为神花一点时间的时候，
If you want to spend some time for the Lord,
你就发现仇敌有的时候就会用很多的方法叫你灰心。
You see that the enemy would have many ways to discourage you.
你要为神做点事情啊，一开始好像很兴奋的，但做了一会儿啊，好像难处就来了。
You see, in the beginning, when you do God's work, it's very exciting. But after time passes, difficulties will come.
但是你有没有发现，如果你要为你自己有什么计划的话
？But if you are planning something for yourself, you'll notice.
或者你要为你自己建立你的房屋、建立你的国度的时候
，And if you are trying to build up a paneled house or to build up your own empire,
你发现你经常觉得这个时间是方便的。
And you'll see that any time is a good time.
好像这个，好像这个是很容易的。
It's almost easy.
你知道为什么呢？因为仇敌没有反对，有的时候还帮帮你忙。
Because the devil is not against you, he would even help you.
我现在发现呢，我们这些年轻弟兄姊妹啊，很多人呢、
，I know
很会享受人生。
That the young people among us really know how to enjoy life.
别人以为说啊，你要住金山啊，去哪里吃饭？问吴弟兄。现在我都要问你年轻人。
People say, "Oh, when you go to San Francisco and you want to know where to eat, you should talk to Brother Wu." I would say, "Not so. Talk to the young people."
他们知道哪里好吃，哪里好玩，哪里好喝，什么都知道。
The young people knows where to get good food, where to get good drinks, and where to play.
如果你要问怎么养生呢，你就不要问年轻人，你问一些年纪大的人。
And if you want to know how to maintain your good health, you don't talk to the young people, you talk to the elderly.
吃什么补品，做什么运动啊？哎呀，你问问年纪大的人，他们会跟你讲的滔滔是道。
And if you want to know what supplements to take, what exercise to do, the old elderly people would tell you all about it.
如果你要哇，要讲到事业，讲到买房子，讲到做生意，你也不要问年纪大的，也不要问年轻人，问这些中年人，他们会告诉你头头是道。
If you want to build up your career and talk about investing in real estate or building a business, then you talk to the middle age, not the young and not the elderly.
因为他们每一个年龄的人都对于每些事情啊，用心在其上。
Because in each and every age group, they set their heart on those different things.
好像这句话，他们 consider 很多这些事情。
So they are considering those things.
我们就是因为有老年人、老年人的用心在其上，壮年人、壮年人事情，年轻人、年轻人的身上，以至于我们都太忙了。
So you see, we're all very busy. The elderly are considering one thing, and the middle age are considering yet another, and the young people are considering yet other things.
我们一不小心，我们就忘记了 Who are we? What is our testimony? Why we are so gathering?
And carelessly, we forgot who we are, what is our testimony, and why are we so gathering?
我们为什么回到耶路撒冷去？我们回去干什么？
Why do we go back to Jerusalem? What are we doing here?
今天我们不单单是神的儿女，我们乃是归回重建神家的一群人。
We are not only the children of God, we are those who have been have returned from the land of the exiles to build up the house of God.
我们的职业是什么?
What is our career?
我记得我以前听过我们的天招是什么? Vocation.
In the past, I've heard messages on our vocations before.
弟兄姊妹,我们做学生,我们做电脑工程师,我们做生意,这都是我们的 avocation, 我们的副业而已。
When we study, when we become computer scientists or do other things, that is our avocation.
我们的 vocation, 我们的正业,我们的天职,那是要为耶稣基督做见证。
Our vocation is to be a testimony for Jesus Christ.
多少时候我们没有去省察我们自己的生活方式。
Many times we fail to consider our ways, how we live our lives.
我们忘记了省察我们自己的行为，我们的道路。
We forgot to consider our ways and our actions.
以至于我们就落到当时十五年他们要回来做的事情荒废了，他们自己在经营他们认为方便的事情。
And we end up where the remnants were in those wasted 15 years. They were doing their own things, and so did we.
神的话说得很清楚。
The word of God is very clear.
现在万军耶和华，你们要省察自己的行为，你们杀的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱，将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军的耶和华说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
有时候我就发现这些年轻人呢吃嘛喝嘛自己享受以后呢，还拍个照，在网上呢，就彰显一下，叫我们这些没得吃的人流口水。
I noticed that sometimes the young people, when they eat well and drink well, they take pictures of what they ate and drank and they post it online to show off what they've done and cause me to just salivate.
我后来想，我说是。他吃的时候觉得这东西好吃满足呢，还是他 pose 在上面叫别人羡慕他满足呢？
So sometimes I wonder, are they satisfied in eating what they were eating, or are they even more satisfied when they post their postings online?
后来我就去研究一下，他们吃这个东西其实也不是这么好吃，但他说好吃而已。
And I did a little research on what they ate. It's not really that good. They just said it tastes good.
你要真是要知道什么好吃，你去问问会吃的人。
If you really want to eat something good, you ask those who are very well versed in cuisines.
但是你在神的话在这里提醒着你们，看一看你们的道路。
But here the word of God admonishes us, consider your ways.
你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱，将工钱放在破漏的钱囊里面。
You have sown much but bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves but no one is warm. And he who earns wages earn wages to put into a bag with holes.
你灵里面满足吗？
Are you satisfied in your spirit?
不要弄得这么高了，你生活你满足吗？
That's too high for us, maybe. You're living. Are you happy with it?
我看这天整天的吃喝玩乐的这些年轻人，我看他们脸有的时候还是长长的。
when I look at the young people who eat and drink and play, their face, they have a long face sometimes.
但是我发现在聚会里面一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes when I look at the elderly brothers and sisters,
特别是服侍主多年身体软弱身体很多病痛的这些弟兄姊妹
especially the brothers and sisters who serve the Lord for many years and who are weak in the body
从人看来啊他们真是活着没有什么意思的、啊、
from the perspective of men it's as though their lives are kind of meaningless
这是很痛苦的
because they suffer so much in
但是相反你看到他们里面却有一种说不出来的满足跟喜乐。
But when you look at them, you know that there is an indescribable satisfaction and joy.
我实在感谢赞美主。
I truly praise and thank the Lord.
叫我在弟兄姊妹当中看到不少这样的见证。
Amidst the brothers and sisters, I see many of those who really do bear the testimony.
吃又不能吃
They
动又不能动但是每一次聚会一定来
They cannot really eat and they cannot really move around but every time there's a meeting, they are right here.
而且他愿意看到弟兄姊妹
And they are overjoyed to see other brothers and sisters.
来到聚会里面有时候他们你看我讲到有一半在打瞌睡啊。
Sometimes I fall asleep during the messages.
啊，就是我讲的，他们在打瞌睡。
Oh, sometimes when I speak, they fall asleep at my messages.
嗯，但是我发现，后来我问他我讲什么，他都晓得。
But afterwards, I asked them about my message. They know what I'm talking about.
我以为他们的功力真是那么厉害，一边打呼一边还会知道我讲什么。
They were snoring, but they knew what I was sharing about. It's amazing.
后来我发现，他们回去以后啊，牧师再听一次。
And then I figure out the secret. When they go back to their homes, they listen to the audio recording again.
所以你们在这里打瞌睡的回去要再听一遍啊。
So if you fall asleep here, please.Check out the audio recording online.
弟兄姊妹，但是你发现这样的弟兄姊妹，虽然人看来很多的软弱、痛苦啊，甚至不好过的日子，但是却跟神的话在这里讲的不一样。神说：“你们这些人呐。”杀的种多收的少你们吃却不得饱喝却不得足穿衣服却不得暖得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中
You see, for those people, they're very different than those that God is describing here. You have sown much but bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes.
我去吴和西弟兄那边当然是很主要的希望看看他的师母
and when I visit Brother Hosea Wu's place I was concerned about his wife
我们很多弟兄怎么说他现在是有老人病 short term memory 完全没有记忆非常差
you see that Sister Wu has very bad short-term memory. She has some dementia.
当他到了安葬的墓地的时候
And when she was at the burial place,
他跟旁边的姊妹说 I don't need to cry. He is in a better place. 我不需要流泪因为 Hosea 在更好的地方
She said to the sister next to her, I do not need to cry because he is in a better place.
礼拜四我们的弟兄给主接去他在医院里面、啊、跟他一起。
Our brother was received by the Lord on
a Thursday. 在他的那个房间里面。
And he was at his own place.
She was with him.
Sister Wu was with our brother Wu.
第二天他忘记了。
And the next day she forgot.
然后姊妹就告诉他，昨天你也在吴弟兄到主那里去了。
And then she was told, yesterday you were here, Brother Wu has been taken by the Lord.
他马上，哦，我知道了，但是我知道神没有做错，他安排的是最好的时间。
And then she said, oh, I know that God does not make mistakes. His arrangement is the best.
他把属灵的实际，我们可以忘记很多东西，但是主的同在，主的信实，没有，他没有忘记。
We can forget a lot of things, but the Lord's faithfulness, the Lord's truth, we cannot forget those.
一个专一，活在主面前，这样的一个心思意念，是主所宝贵的，也是真实的一个福气。
So to have a pure heart that single-heartedly lives before the Lord is such a blessing, and that's what the Lord is after.
你灵里面饱足吗？
Are you satisfied in your spirit?
或者是你虽然赚了很多钱，但是你发现你的钱是在破漏的钱囊里面。
Perhaps you earn much money, but you realize that they're placed in a bag with holes.
因为你没有满足。
Because you're not satisfied.
你杀的种多，收的少。
You sowed much, but brought in little.
你吃，里面不得饱。
You ate, but you did not have enough.
你喝，不得足。
You drank, but you are not filled with drink.
你穿衣服，不得暖。
You clothe yourselves, but you are not warm.
今天，物欲的东西，世界的东西，借着互联网，借着这些的 media， 叫人在那里尽情的去享受，去彰显，去希望能够得到。
So you see, the world has entered into us through media and the internet for us to pursue after, for us to drown ourselves in those things.
但是真正，你有满足吗？
But are you satisfied?
你有没有 consider your way?
Have you considered your ways?
主的话告诉我们。
The word of the Lord told us.
第七节。
Verse 7。
第五节那个省察可能是向后看。
So the consider your ways in verse 5 is to look back.
第七节，万军耶和华如果说，你们要省察你们的行为，你们要向前看。
So in verse 7, the consider your ways is to look forward.
看看你们所做的，你们生活的方式，看到你们的心态。
Look at your attitude, what you're about to do.
然后第八节告诉我们，你们要上山取木材，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华所说的。
Verse 8, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
你们要上山取木料。
Go up to the mountain and bring wood.
建造这殿。
And build the temple.
神说什么？我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华向你们所说的。
That I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, thus says the Lord of hosts.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活，我们追求，甚至我们服侍，是为主叫他喜乐吗？是为了主叫他得荣耀吗？
So in our living, in our pursuits, even in our service, is it for the pleasure of the Lord? Is it for the glory of the Lord?
我们要思想我们的行为。
Consider your ways.
弟兄姊妹，他说你们要上山取木料。
Go up to the mountains and bring wood.
建造这殿。
And build the temple.
你知道上山是不容易的。
You see, going up to a mountain is not an easy task.
有的时候你在散步， 那条路有一点斜，你看不出来的，但是你往下走的时候，你觉得哎呀，真是很轻松，很愉快。但是你又往回走的时候呢，不知道为什么就有点辛苦，对不对？有一下子喘气了，尤其我们年纪大的人啊。
You see, when you're walking on an incline, it's easy on the way down, but when you go back your way up, it's very challenging, especially for the elderly.
主说你们要上山，取木料。
The Lord said, go up to the mountains and bring wood.
如果你要建造圣殿的话，你就要上山取木料。
If you want to build a temple, you have to go up to the mountains.
如果你要神因此喜乐，就得荣耀的话，你要上山取木料。
If you want the Lord to take pleasure in it and be glorified, you have to go up to the mountain.
不要上地上去，不要往下走，往上走。
Don't go down, go up.
要付代价的。
You have to pay the price.
弟兄姊妹，建殿是需要木料。
Brothers and sisters, to build God's house, you need wood.
需要材料。
You need material.
需要拿木料，还要把它搬下来。
You need to get the wood and bring it down from the mountains.
不单单把它搬下来。
You not only need to bring it down from the mountains.
而且这个木成为料，要经过 treatment， 经过对付的。
The wood has to be treated and dealt with.
我们是否活着为自己的喜悦，还是为了神的喜悦？
Are we living for our own pleasures or for the pleasure of the Lord?
是叫自己得荣耀，还是叫他得荣耀？
Are we living for our own glory or for His?
建造神的家，乃是为了荣耀神。
To build up God's house is to glorify Him.
亘古以来，神所要的是什么
？Through the ages, God has longed for something. What is it?
这首诗歌，它一直亘古以来神所待，一直的抬起头来，眺望新城得建造。
Through the ages.God has longed to build the city of Zion.
可怜人经佛你意，人违背你的意思，聚首扬名住巴别，只是为了自己的名被高举，造巴别塔。
Alas, thy will men rebelled against. To build up their own name, they built up Babel.
神的心，你心何伤？负沉重，皆因眉脂仍眼丰。
Laden with sorrows untold, for thy will yet to unfold.
一朝邂逅亚伯兰，积尘倾诉知心人。
One day with Abram thou this meet, thy bosom's thoughts found release.
有一天。邂逅就是遇见了亚伯兰，你一直内居的，就找到一个知心人。
One day God met Abraham and opened his heart to him.
雅各流离宿路思，无家之哀，你深知。
At Luz weary Jacob slept, homeless.Homeless sadness, thou knew best.
因为这位孤单的神遇到了这个孤单的雅各，在路斯这个地方。
A lonely God met a lonely Jacob at Luz.
因为历世历代有多少人体贴神对你对人的心，直到他找到亚伯兰才开始。
In the history, the Lord has not found anyone to reveal his heart to until he met Abram.
天地相连，昼夜思，稍许一生，犹浇筑。你知道雅各 在那里拿那块石头做枕头，在那里神向他显现天跟地的关系，那个天梯，他那里就献祭，把油浇在那里。
New heaven and earth thou aspire, the oil, the pillar, and prayer. Remember Jacob slept on a stone, and he had that dream where he dreamt of the heavenly ladder. And when he woke up, he set the stone on a pillar and poured oil on it.
第三节讲到大卫的献上。
First three that speaks of David, his offering.
第四节讲到尼西米归回，一手拿枪，一手建造神的殿。
Verse 4 speaks of Nehemiah. He returned to build the house of God, and he had a plumb line on one hand and spear on the other.
他本来是做大官的，他把这些尊贵荣耀好像破鞋那样扔掉，哦，尊贵荣华如敝屣，就像破鞋那样扔掉啊，求主，只求舍己为主用。
He was a high official, but he threw that all away as dross, and he yearned only to serve God.
第五节讲到彼得。
First five, it speaks of Peter.
他认识你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
He knows that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
神就把天国的钥匙给他。
And God gave him the key to heaven.
第六节讲到保罗。他看到教会。
Verse 6 speaks of Paul. He saw the church.
他为了那个一，为了那个见证，舍己，活祭向上的。
And for that oneness, he saw, that heavenly one. He became a living sacrifice, one spirit, body, new man.
最后你看到神的帐幕在人家创启示录里面那个光景。
And in the very end, you see God tabernacled among men, that picture in Revelation.
我讲不清楚这首诗歌。
I cannot explain this very clearly.
但是诗歌的本身，如果我们唱进去的话，我们就看到亘古以来神所带是第一句话，最后一句话是神的帐幕要在人间。
But if you truly enter into the spirit of this hymn, you will understand that through the ages,
好不好我们
ages, God has
最后还有几分钟，我们把它唱一遍，好不好
？Becomes among men.
Yeah, 我们把它再唱一遍，我们就结束今天晚上的聚会。
We'll sing this hymn one more time, and we'll end the meeting here. Together,
亘古以来神所带，眺望新城的建造，可怜人子负你，只受扬名。见你满足了 拒绝，心仍不继续筹谋为建造，与民同享空欢乐，决意交点在今天，金银宝石落飞机，为主安心为交代，但是成为你心心的心没言成我尊贵荣华如必心去求舍己献祖用强健先脱碎陌生平心投入靠主恩起满分身做散步同心建造必恒福寄望光照是神子福文建造主所要更是主愿朝夕阳为便设计成我之属世善意抗神之绝悲是家从主之天国要是梦浮托直到朝根见神光数天永远飞无际但愿舍己求他意不为自己一心之千里将先拿起恩赐所量陪他向面生死长一命一生一心人舍己活己向上头他那泪生在你怀神的照顾在人间地狱轮回命如期烈火欢送闹心肠每代中父亲得失上天下地同归于看那成长成余欢神的掌握在人间
主我们感谢你我们赞美你
Dear Lord we truly thank you and praise you
你是那样愿意与人同住
You're so willing to dwell with men
你是历代你在人的当中呼召人啊你在哪里
Through the ages you have called Where are you, O man?
你得这多少人成为你的见证人
You have obtained so many witnesses
今天你在我们当中你要得这每一个弟兄姊妹
Today you want to obtain each and every one of us here.
叫我们为了你的心意，为了教会的建造，为了殿的建造，我们摆上自己。
That for your will, for the building up of your house, for your eternal purpose, we are willing to lay down our lives.
在我们愿意让你在我们身上做工。
That may we be willing to let you do a work in us.
在我们愿意答应你的呼召。
May we respond to your call.
叫我们为了这个见证为了你的家的建造我们愿意摆上我们的自己
For this testimony for this building up of your house may we be willing to sacrifice ourselves
再一次叫我们来思想我们的生活我们的行为
Help us to consider our ways
让你叫我们真正成为一个满足你心意的人
That we may truly be a people who satisfy your heart.
叫你真正的能够安息住在我们当中。
That you can truly find rest amidst your people.
祝福这些话。
Please bless these words.
帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
help each and every one of us.
叫我们更多的让你在我们身上，叫你的荣耀得着彰显。
That we would let your glory be manifested in us.
荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be rendered back to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.